Alison, thank you very much. 9 days to go until the Chancellor announces his next budget and the knives are out. Over the weekend, Nick Clegg went after tycoons with a minimum tax for the very rich. Other members of the Lib Dems went after Nick Clegg, saying a tycoon tax is unworkable and a mansion tax would be better. This morning, it was the turn of the opposition. The Shadow Chancellor, Ed Balls, urged the government to scrap pension tax relief for those earning more than £150,000 and to cancel planned cuts to tax credits for lower earners. Meanwhile, the Chancellor's under pressure from Tory backbenchers to scrap the highest 50p tax rate. So is there any way out for George Osborne under pressure from all sides? From Birmingham, Charlotte Ashton reports.
So this is a letter from HM Revenue and Customs.
For Emma and Darren Chappett, the news came by post about a month ago.
Our claim for tax credits will end from April 2012. It means that we're going to be worse off by, say, £50 a month.
Like an estimated 500,000 low to middle income earners, Darren's on about £30,000 a year, the Chappetts will see a cut in their tax credits as of April the 6th, unless the Chancellor says differently in his budget next week.
It's kind of money that we have relied on for the essentials that we buy for our two little girls. So it's going to be a bit harder now, so I best hurry up and get them out of nappies.
For the Chappetts, the timing couldn't be worse. They've got three-year-old twins, but have just moved into Darren's parents' small house in North Birmingham in order to be able to save for a deposit on their own place.
They always seem to be going for the middle-class people, you know, the people who go to work and earn the money, trying to take any benefit that we actually get.
Do you see tax credits as your right?
Not really as a right, but I just think that it's a help for people. It's not as though I don't put anything into the country, and I always pay my tax and my national insurance, so I just feel that, really, we should be entitled to something.
It just seems unfair to target our band when we're probably the ones who are actually physically trying the hardest.
The Chancellor's goal is to boost our ailing economy, and history shows that you can do that by putting more money into the pockets of low earners like Darren and Emma, who are more likely than the rich to go out and spend it. Karen Rowlingson is Professor of Social Policy at the University of Birmingham.
They tend to spend more in shops, whereas tax cuts to people who are very wealthy often leads to just greater saving, and that's not necessarily being invested in the economy in the same kind of way.
If you were the Chancellor, what would you do?
I think I would support something like the mansion tax. We do have quite high levels of wealth in this country, which we don't tax particularly. We have relatively higher rates of income tax than wealth tax. So something trying to target that would be, I think, a positive way to go.
The mansion tax, 1% of the value of any property worth £2 million or more, payable every year. It's an idea proposed by the Lib Dems, which goes down very, very badly with the Conservatives' core support base, who already feel taxed to the hilt. Like this group of businessmen who joined me for a drink in Dickens Heath, south of Birmingham.
What I would really like to see is tax relief on the money that we pay for our children to go to private school. We're saving the government probably £6,000 per child per year by not putting them through state school. So in actual fact, there's a double whammy there.
Andy Thornley runs a marketing company in Warwickshire. He and his fellow businessmen aren't top-rate taxpayers. They earn less than £150,000 a year. But the fact the coalition shows no sign of dropping the top-rate 50p tax still makes them angry. Adam Kent has his own software business.
The top end is carrying far too big a burden of the taxation of this country. Why have we got children's tax credits, pension tax credits, VAT, national insurance, PAYE, airfare taxation, insurance taxation? What next? Are we going to have a window tax or a chair tax?
In April, the cuts to tax credits will make them harder to claim. Low earners will have to work 24 instead of 16 hours a week to be eligible. But that's not enough for Warren Gray, sales director at the Family Engineering Company.
I've got gentlemen in my factory that won't actually work overtime because they'll actually end up taking home less because it will actually erode their tax credits.
As of April, they'll have to work 24 hours to get the tax credits.
So what? An extra 8 hours? I'm ever so sorry, a lot of people around this table are working 60-hour weeks.
I can't believe we're actually saying that 24 hours a week is actually work. I mean, some of us have done that in a day. It just absolutely astounds me. What has happened to this country?
Pulled in all directions, where should the Chancellor take things from here? Certainly away from a debate about the highest rate taxpayers, says Ian Burrell, speechwriter for David Cameron in the last election, now a contributing editor at the Daily Mail. Because, he points out, the very, very rich are, after all, very, very few and far between.
What they should be looking at are the people who are the strivers. To me, there should be far more focus on the 40p tax rate, which now encompasses nearly twice as many people as it did when Tony Blair came to government, some 3.5 million people. What I would do is to reduce it to 38p, and that would send a very, very clear signal that the government is on the side of the strivers.
It's inevitable that in these austere times, with a coalition government at the helm, the budget will be a bilious struggle between the top and the bottom. The challenge for the Chancellor is to turn it into a debate about the middle.
Charlotte Ashton reporting. There's been an escalation of cross-border violence between Israel